Hey, what's up, everybody? First off, happy St. Patrick's Day, and welcome back to Tripped Up with T-Mob. Anyways, we got a lot of stuff to get into, so I'm going to go ahead and jump right in. So, everybody knows me. I am a Steelers fan, and the Steelers have made some huge moves here recently. I know on the Dad Buzz Sports podcast, we went ahead and we talked about Russell Wilson signing with the Steelers. I thought that was a steal to get him for the price we got him. But more stuff has just come through. We've now traded Kenny Pickett, who was the starting quarterback for the Steelers last year. He went to Philadelphia. They traded him to Philly for a 2024 third round pick, which will be the 98th overall pick, and a pair of 2025 seventh round picks. In exchange, Philadelphia gets Kenny Pickett, as well as a 2024 fourth round pick, which will be the 120th pick overall. So the Steelers basically traded 2 sevenths and switched a third and a fifth, or a third and a fourth, a third for a fourth. Holy crap, for Kenny Pickett. When I saw that come through, I realized at that point, I was hoping the Steelers were going to make another move, which they did. And that is the reason I'm so excited right now, is they made a huge move with the Chicago Bears to go ahead and pick up Justin Fields. We basically fleeced the Bears again last year. I think it was last year. Might have been the year before. I'm pretty sure it was last year. Steelers traded Chase Claypool to the Bears. It was actually 2 years ago. Traded Chase Claypool to the Bears for a second-round pick. Got him off, and he's done nothing ever since. So that was great to go ahead and get rid of him, get a second-round pick. Well, this year, went ahead and we got another pick, or got another player from the Bears. We got Justin Fields for a conditional 6th-round pick. So all the details aren't truly out there yet, but from what I've seen, is it is a 6th-round pick. And if Fields plays, I believe it's 51%. If he starts 51% of the games or the time while he's in Pittsburgh, it can then become a 4th. The way I look at that is 2 ways. All right, number one is, let's say Russ goes out there, just doesn't do well, or gets injured, God forbid. We're going to knock on wood for that. And then Justin Fields has to come in and doesn't do well. Okay, well, then it costs us a 4th-round pick for a not good Justin Fields. On the flip side, if it becomes a 4th-round pick, and let's say Russ goes down or, again, isn't playing well, and we go ahead and get Fields in there and he plays well for a 4th-round pick, that is huge. To get a true starting quarterback for a 4th-round pick is amazing. So the Steelers quarterback room has completely changed from last year. Between Mitch Trubisky, thank God he's gone, Mason Rudolph, who, again, was not sold on, but a lot of people liked him towards the end of the year. I was never a huge fan of his. He's gone and Pickett's gone. Now bring in the veteran and Russell Wilson and a young guy who is still on that rookie contract in Justin Field. The Steelers have two starter caliber players at quarterback for less than $5 million. They still have 20 plus million in salary cap space, so that's huge. And they signed Patrick Queen from Baltimore, which I love. Anytime a Raven comes to the Steelers, it's great because, you know, we're taking away from the Ravens. So the Bengals are, well, nobody wants a Browns player, but you know what I'm saying. But anyways, huge pickups for the Steelers here this week. It's a good time to be a Steelers fan. We're going to get more into that whenever we do our recording in a couple weeks. The three of us, but I just had to bring that up as a Steelers fan. I was stoked when I saw this information come out. But with that being said, guys, it is St. Patrick's Day. I'm wearing my green because I am Irish. I'm also drinking this lovely beer right here for my Hornets. It's Stinger Ale. I'd like to give a shout out to my buddy Davin for bringing this back from Charlotte for me. It is delicious. Supporting my Hornets, even though they suck, but. So it is St. Patrick's Day. So with that being said, I decided to come up with a little list because we're guys. Who doesn't like freaking list? So with this list, I decided to go with the 10 greatest Patricks of all time. So what this is it's basically your name has to be Patrick. It could be Pat Patrick, or your last name could be Patrick as well. And I've done it through basically all famous people for the most part. So no, your buddy Patrick down the street's probably not going to be there, or your uncle Patrick's probably not going to be on there, unless he, you know, your uncle is one of these guys on this list. But just something fun to do. Went ahead and made the list because, again, guys, we love freaking lists. So for St. Patrick's Day, we are doing the top 10 greatest Patricks of all time. We'll work on that. So starting at number 10, I'm going to go with Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing was the center for New York Knicks back in the 90s, back when I was really into basketball. He was one of my favorite players at that time. I was a huge basketball fan in the 90s growing up, obviously, you know, watching Jordan. He was my number one guy. But then coming through with the likes of Larry Johnson, who was one of my favorites, Sean Kemp, Patrick Ewing, those guys coming up, David Robinson, Charles Barkley, later on in life, Allen Iverson, and it goes through there. But Patrick Ewing, Georgetown great. He was the one who, if anybody who is familiar with in the 1984 draft, I believe it was the frozen envelope, David Stern's frozen envelope. Patrick Ewing was the guy to get during that draft. And they had an envelope and they shook up the whole thing. He pulls it out. It's the Knicks getting the first pick, which then they got Patrick Ewing, who totally changed their franchise. Knicks were not great at the time. So bringing in Patrick Ewing, we had brought him up in the 90s, him with John Starks. He had a few other guys. Charles Oakley was there at one point. Larry Johnson did end up going there later on. But that team just, you know, it was great during that time with Pat Ewing. Of course, he could never get past Jordan because nobody could. That's why Jordan's a goat. Duh. But that is number 10 is Patrick Ewing. Number 9, my wrestling fandom is coming out. I got Pat Patterson in there. For those of you who are not wrestling fans, you probably have heard the name Pat Patterson, or you will know of Pat Patterson when I tell you a little bit about him. He was the very first Intercontinental Champion. That is probably the number two title. It was the number two title for years in the WWE. They've had so many titles in and out, but it is always the workhorse title. He was the first ever champion of that. Probably one of the biggest things he's done in wrestling is he came up with the Royal Rumble concept. They had battle royals before where you'd have 20, 30 guys in the ring, over the top rope, last man standing wins. Pat was the one who came in with the, let's do 30 guys over the top rope every 2 minutes to 90 seconds, however it went through, somebody new would come out. He came up with that whole concept, so that was huge. He also was probably one of the greatest minds in wrestling that has ever been. He's come up with so many different concepts. He was agent. He put together matches. Just one of the best ever was Pat Patterson. So I have Pat Patterson at number 9. Number 8. This would be a shout out to Raj the Whipsaw. Since he was a hockey guy, well, I'm putting a hockey guy in there. But he's probably not going to be like the Patrick I put in there. Putting in Patrick Law, or as some of us call him, Patrick Roy, because it is spelled Roy, we are not Canucks. Therefore, it is Patrick Roy. But yes, I got Patrick Law in there at number 8. 4-time Stanley Cup winner. 3-time Conn Smythe. Conn Smythe is for the MVP of the playoffs, the Stanley Cup final, whatever it's called. He was a 3-time Conn Smythe winner, which is the most all-time. He also is now the head coach for the Islanders, and he has the most playoff wins by any goaltender ever. I was never a big fan of Patrick Waugh. I did watch some hockey growing up. I was more of the Marty Brodeur guy, but Patrick Waugh was arguably one of the greatest goalies of all time, so that is why he finds himself at number 8. Number 7 on the greatest Pats of all time, we have Pat Tillman. For those of you who do not know the story, Pat Tillman was a NFL player, played for Arizona Cardinals, and after the attacks on 9/11, he decided to hang up his cleats, grab his boots, and he joined the Army and became an Army Ranger. He died in combat, the whole story. But for a man like that to give up millions of dollars, a career in the NFL, which most of us who love football would love to have, to give all that up to go ahead and defend freedom and fight for his country, that's huge. You know, so Pat Tillman, one of the greatest Americans of all time, finds himself at number 7 on our list right now. We're now going to number 6, and this will be the first non-athlete I have on the list. And at number 6, I have Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze, man, who didn't love him? Dirty Dancing, which the ladies loved, and Roadhouse, which the guys loved. He was the man. Patrick Swayze came out there, and like I said, in Dirty Dancing, the ladies just fell in love with him. Ghost as well. But Roadhouse, man, who doesn't love Roadhouse? And my favorite Patrick Swayze moment of all time, for those of you who remember Saturday Night Live when it was, you know, actually watchable, him and Chris Farley did a Chippendale skit. And if you haven't seen it, please check it out. It is one of the funniest skits of all time. They are both Chippendale dancers, and seeing those two work together was just phenomenal. I watched it earlier today when I was putting this list together. I was still laughing. It was great. So Patrick Swayze finds himself at number 6. So we are now going to the top 5 of the greatest Patricks of all. This might be a little controversial, but I believe this guy could be higher if I was doing this list later on, probably 5-10 years from now. But for right now, I have Patrick Mahomes sitting at number 5. Mahomes is, it's not even an argument. Mahomes is the greatest quarterback playing today. He has 3 Super Bowl wins, and he's going for his 3rd in a row this year. Nobody's ever done that. He's got a great team behind him. Mahomes is just, he's got all the talent in the world. He's got the skills. He's just phenomenal. You can't say enough about Patrick Mahomes. So therefore, I have him at number 5 now. With that being said, though, I believe if, you know, later on I look at this list in 5-10 years, he's probably going to move himself even further up the list, I guess you would say, to, you know, a higher spot. Because he's in the top 5 now. But I believe, again, this is just for now, I think he's coming up higher. There is Pat McAfee. Dude, Pat is doing what I love to do. Pat goes in every day to work, and he has this amazing job where he gets to literally sit down and talk sports with his buddies all day, and he's getting paid millions of dollars. Who wouldn't want that life? He is a Pro Bowl punter, arguably one of the greatest punters of all time, could possibly make it into the Hall of Fame. You know, I think with all the exposure, he's actually got a good argument for that, and he is one of the greatest of all time when it comes to punters. But he is known now for his radio program. He is now, I believe he's the highest paid ESPN employee. If not, he's up there with them. And he's everywhere, man. He's on College Game Day. Again, he's got a show on ESPN. He's got his podcast, which is huge. His radio show, which is huge. And again, as the wrestling fan, he is an announcer for the WWE and has been a superstar. So he's been in the ring. He's actually a pretty damn good wrestler for a celebrity type. You know, he went in there and put in the work. Love McAfee. That's why he makes the list, and he's just doing what I, you know, absolutely love to do. So Pat McAfee is at number 4. But at number 3 is the man who beat him out, who is my idol when it comes to radio programs and things like that, Mr. Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick is the greatest to ever do it. I love his show. I grew up watching him in the 90s. He was the voice of ESPN, of SportsCenter when I was growing up. You know, waking up in the morning, putting on the SportsCenter. I loved listening to Dan. Dan was always my favorite guy. I listened to his radio program. Then he left ESPN, started his own show. And now I am a huge fan of the Dan Patrick Show and the Danettes. Again, arguably the greatest of all time. He is my idol when it comes to sports radio programming. I think he's the standard when it comes to that. Nobody else touches him. So that is why my guy Dan Patrick is sitting at number 3. We're going to go down to the top 2. Number 2. Again, we went off the board with the sports here, and we're going with Sir Patrick Stewart. Guys, he is freaking knighted. That's got to put him in the top 10 there. He was also Captain Picard in Star Trek The Next Generation. And he is Professor X. You know, 2 huge roles that he's very well known for. And in my opinion, he is underratedly funny. He is one of the funniest people out there. If you listen to him, he has voiceovers and things like that, and just his little quirks. Patrick Stewart is definitely one of the funniest people out there. Doesn't get the credit for it, but I believe he deserves. But I got Patrick Stewart at number, or excuse me, Sir Patrick Stewart at number two. So we're going to go to our last one, but before we get there, I want to give some honorable mentions to the Pats that just didn't make the list. So I have Pat Morita, who is Mr. Miyagi. Again, Karate Kid, one of the greatest movies of all time. If you're a guy and don't like Karate Kid, dude, are you really a guy? I think we got to take your card away. Patrick Dempsey, Patrick Kane, and Pat Sajak, because Pat Sajak brought us Vanna White, and yeah, so those are the honorable mentions. So at number one, ladies and gentlemen, the number one Pats in my Pats, top 10 Pats of all time is Pat Riley. Guys, again, I grew up in the 90s. You know, I was born in the 80s, but I lived my childhood throughout the late 80s and 90s. That's where I came through. And Pat Riley was the best coach during that time. Yes, Phil Jackson was right, you know, was coming in right after him, but Pat Riley was the original, like, he was the man. Obviously Red Auerbach, but Pat Riley he's a 5-time NBA champion as a coach, 3-time coach of the year. He built 2 dynasties. One was with the Showtime Lakers, and then he went to Miami and he started the what we call now Heat culture. You know, he brought that to a winning program. He was the one who, you know, built it with Alonzo Mourning. He's the one who bought in Shaq, and he had Dwayne Wade, and he was there to see the LeBron James type as well. This is when he was out of head coaching, but he was still running that program. Pat has built, like I said, 2 dynasties, one of the greatest coaches of all time, and he is known as the godfather of the NBA, and I think he deserves that. Plus, he's got some of the nicest hair in all of sports. That slick back look, I mean, that is freaking amazing. Gordon Bombay wanted to have that hair and tried his best to do it, but Pat was the originator of that. So our top 10 Pats of all time, we have number 10, Pat Ewing, number 9, Pat Patterson, number 8, Patrick Roy, or Waugh, however you want to say it, number 7, Pat Tillman, number 6, Patrick Swayze, number 5, Patrick Mahomes, number 4, Pat McAfee, number 3, Dan Patrick, number 2, Sir Patrick Stewart, and at number 1, we have Pat Riley. So that is the list of the 10 greatest Pats of all time, according to your boy T-Mob. So, guys, that's where we were at today. Like I said, it's a happy St. Patrick's Day. Just wanted to do a little something fun. Brackets did come out today. I'm going to talk more into that next week. I'll give you some betting tips to use or not to use. Your choice. But we have that come out. Everybody have a happy and safe, a happy and safe St. Patrick's Day. Looks like I've been drinking a little too many of these right now. Can't get my words right. But thank you again for listening, and I hope to hear from you guys. Let me know what you think. And as always, stay tripped up.